Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, July 11th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, How to Remove Stress in Your Life Through Space Clearing, with my guest, Donna Stellhorn, author, coach, consultant, and entrepreneur. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners, whether you're listening live on the phone or you're on the website, in the chat room, or perhaps listening to the show from our archives. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us, because I know you have lots of other things to do with your time. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Now, thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. So let me give you a few tips on how to share this show or how to get more information or how to get reminders. Over on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, they give you several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button they have there, you will get an announcement and a reminder each week in your email about the show. That's very helpful. Or you can click the little button that looks like an envelope. That's the email message button. If you click that, you can send me a private email. It will come directly to me about the show, whatever you'd like to say there. Then there's an orange button, RSS, it says, has little curved lines on it. That button, when you click that, you will also get announcements of my show, but you'll get choices of how you want those announcements delivered to you. Or if you aren't able to be with me live, some people are working or doing other things during our show, but you want to be sure to get each episode, then you could click the iTunes icon, and each week the full episode of the show will be downloaded into your iTunes account. And that way you can go there at your leisure and listen to any of the episodes you like. Finally, over there in the section that's still at the top of the page, but it's right under the show description, you'll see a link to like me on Facebook, a little thumbs up, like. You'll see a little T icon. You could click that to tweet about the show on Twitter. And there's a share link. When you click the share link, you're going to get an array of choices of ways to share the show with other people, in other words, to tell other people about it. So there you have it, all kinds of ways to give yourself reminders and to share about the show, and I hope you'll go over and pick one of those right now. Again, that's on my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Now, I have a question. Have you always wanted to write a book but hesitated because you didn't know how to get started? I know a lot of you fit into this category because almost every day I meet someone who shared with me their dream of writing a book. Some people have written pages and pages for many years. Some people have almost finished a book. I just met a fellow the other day who told me that he's been saving newspaper clippings since he was a teenager about different events that were occurring in his neighborhood that he wanted to one day write about. And I urged him to get busy doing something with those newspaper clippings because he's over 30, so that means those clippings are probably turning yellow. So I know that many of you have similar things going on with your life. If this sounds like you, then I want to invite you to my How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. In this workshop, I'm going to show you how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly, market it effectively, and give you a bunch of sources on how to get your book edited, printed, and so forth. Now, most important, in this workshop, I'm going to share with you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. I know you can't believe that, but it is true. Now, the next live workshop here in Fullerton, California is Thursday, July 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can get all the details over on my homepage at coloryourlifehappy.com or visit abookin90days.com. The space is limited, and I'm not kidding, the space is limited, so you need to sign up if that's of interest to you. Now, for those of you who are groaning because you don't live in California, not to worry. I am planning another webinar that will be online, and you will be able to access it from wherever you are. Isn't that good? Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is How to Remove Stress in Your Life Through Space Clearing with my guest, Donna Stellhorn, author, coach, consultant, and entrepreneur. Donna has successfully combined a variety of metaphysical tools and practical skills in the course of building her successful career. Now, during more than 20 years, she has built 3 successful businesses. She believes in encouraging others to achieve success in their careers and in their personal lives. And I know this from personal experience of having met and talked with her. Now, Donna has written 5 books. One of them is Feng Shui Form. This is a collection of many of her best and most popular concepts to help her readers create a supportive and comfortable living and working environment. Her best-selling booklet of more than 10 years is Sage and Smudge, Secrets of Clearing Your Personal Space, where she shares the concept of how to cleanse and clear space, objects, or environments. Now, she has been active in industry associations across the country, is a welcome guest on radio and TV shows across the country, and today it is my pleasure to welcome Donna to my show. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. I'm delighted because I read your Sage and Smudge booklet, and I'm eager to know what I need to do in addition to make sure I did the right thing to work on my space and to learn more about what Sage can do for me. So I'm going to jump right into some questions that I have lined up for you. Is that okay?
That sounds wonderful.
Now, Donna, I know that some people who are listening and myself are thinking, I'm a positive person. So how does negativity get into my house?
You know, that is a really excellent question. And, you know, we do feel very positive. And so how is it possible that negativity does get into the house? And it's because of life experiences. We as positive people are out there trying to change the world. And in that, we do absorb some of the negativity. It could be a traffic jam. It could be just some person who is angry or frustrated. And we absorb that energy. And what do? When we come home? You know, the first thing, if you come home with a bunch of packages in your hands, the first thing you do is go, ah. And you dump the packages on the counter. Well, we do the same with any negative energy. We go, and we dump that negative energy, and we do it day after day after day. Now, that's just one example. Of course, the other example is that despite the fact that we are positive people, we've been through hardships. You know, I mean, I'm a widow, so I've been through the death of my husband. You have a large family. I am sure there has been crises after crises. And where do we go again to you know, release some of that energy? We do it at home. And then negative energy builds up in the house.
Whoa. Now, are there tangible signs that negativity is trapped in the house? Can we see, or are there some things we can see?
There actually is. You know, some people would think, well, the energy is very hard to see, but it actually, over time, can permeate the house. And one of the most obvious signs of negativity in a house is persistent clutter. if clutter starts to accumulate in the house and you try and try and the clutter just keeps coming back, or you try and it just can't get cleared, that's a pocket of this negative energy. In addition, of course, if negative energy goes further, it can be actually appliances breaking down, cracks in the foundation, leaks, structural problems. But initially, it's clutter.
Oh, my goodness. So let me ask you this now. Does the clutter represent the negative energy, or, you know, I'm trying to figure out which comes the first, the clutter or the negativity? In other words, because we have negative energy, we build up clutter, or the buildup of clutter creates, you know, which comes first?
Yeah, it is a chicken and the egg, and it can be that it's either way. I mean, let's say the clutter wasn't caused by you. Let's say you have somebody moving back into the house, and they bring with them all of that stuff. Yes, okay. I hear that laugh of recognition. And so that is that the clutter then causes the negativity. We see the clutter and we think, oh, this is exhausting. And so there's, again, that dump of negative energy. But it also can be, let's say you're in a bad job situation and you feel really trapped. Well, you come home and you feel like, oh, if I just buy one more thing, I'll be happy. If I just go out and shop a little more, I'm happy. And boy, does the clutter pile up then.
Not to mention the bills.
There is that clutter too, yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us, what is smudging? Because I've heard of it, and my son has actually done smudging at our house, so I know what it sort of looks like. But explain it in terms that all of us can understand.
Well, smudging is a Native American ceremony for clearing a space, and it's actually very simple to do. It's using sage, which is a natural herb. In fact, it's the herb we all use at Thanksgiving on our turkeys. And so the sage leaves are bundled together into a stick, and that stick of sage is used in smudging. And I know that it sounds a little odd to be lighting something on fire and carrying around, but this is a tradition that's been around for thousands of years, and it really, really works.
Now, you said to get the sage leaves and we wrap them around a stick. Is this something that we can use like regular sage that's in the grocery store, or is it a special sage, or... You know?
Actually, it is the sage that grows here in California, the white sage that we see, the sage that's actually in your grocery store. And what we're doing when we're making a smudge stick is we're taking the branches before they're fully dried and we're wrapping those together with some colored string. Then you wait till it's entirely dry, and that makes your stick. But let's say you were, you know, just really needed to smudge and you didn't have a sage stick, by all means, you can grab that bottle of, you know, Schilling and McCormick's sage right out of your cupboard, put it on a little fireproof dish on a piece of foil. You can light that, and that will help clear the space too.
Oh, okay. So when we light it, do we walk around the house with it, or what do we do?
Yes, you know, a lot of people have asked me. They've been nervous, you know, like when I touch this smudge stick to flame, is it just going to burst into flames? No, it doesn't. It actually, when it lights, it's just going to smolder. And on my website, on my DonnaStellhorn.com website, I actually have a little video on the smudge page that shows you what a lit stick looks like. So it's going to have a little flame for a second, and then it's going to go down, and it's going to smoke. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love the smell of the smoke, but I have been told by people that it does smell a little bit like dope. So if your kids walk into your room and say, "Mom, what have you been up to?" You just say, "I've been smudging." So, and then, yes, what we're going to do is we're going to take that smoke into the different rooms of our house, focusing on certain areas to clear it.
Okay. While we're at it, I'm glad you mentioned your website. Tell us how we can get in touch with you if we want to learn more about your book, your services, and so forth.
Oh, thank you. My website, one of my websites is donnastellhorn.com. That's donnastellhorn.com. Or you can call me at 949-481-9755.
Okay, let me repeat that. So the website is www.donnastellhorn.com, and the phone number is 949-481-9755, correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and also tell us what kind of services, what kind of clients you serve or serve best, you know, who can best use your services?
Well, I am a professional astrologer as well as an expert at feng shui. I've been doing both for more than 20 years. And because of the magic of Skype, I can do consultations for people all over the world. In fact, this morning I was talking to Italy, and later I'll be talking to someone in Chile. With the feng shui, I can see through the Skype. I can see your house, or you can send me pictures. Also, I can do charts. But for space clearing, generally that's local. And so I clear people's houses in the Orange County area. I do, though, teach a certification course. So you can become certified, and that is by Skype. And so you can learn to do smudging yourself.
So the information about any of this will be all on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I love it that you have a video there for showing us what to expect with smudging and with the sage, because for people who've never seen it or done it, it can be scary. And they can wonder, my goodness, am I going to burn the house down in this process? So knowing in advance what's going to happen is very important.
And,
so thank
and
you
I want to
that.
Say to you, Flora, you're doing a fabulous service helping people get their nonfiction books out there. You know,
thank
I
you.
Met a customer who had said, you know, I bought the smudge stick and I've been carrying it in my purse for a week and it's not working. And at that moment I sat down and I wrote this little booklet, and this booklet has been a number one seller in metaphysical titles. It has beat out Louise Hay. It has beat out the Course in Miracles in sales. You know, when you have the inspiration to write, and if you're finding you can't get that book out there, you have to see Flora. She's going to help you get your book out
Thank you so much. And I'm glad you emphasized how your booklet helps someone, because one of the things that I emphasize in my workshop is no matter what your expertise or what your ideas are, someone in the world is waiting to get that information, and someone needs it in the way that you say it. No matter how many books there are out there or how many articles there are on smudging or on sage, yours says it in a way that certain people, those of us who need to hear it that way, those of us are going to benefit from it. And that's why it was so important. I'm happy that you wrote it. And this kind of intimidates some people. They think that, oh, my gosh, I have to write a bestseller. I'm not Stephen King. Well, guess what? Most of us aren't, 99% of us aren't Stephen King. As a matter of fact, there's only one. And so we have something to share, and I just wanted to throw that in, that no matter what your expertise, someone is waiting to hear it said the way you say it. So thanks
true.
For pointing that out. Now, okay, you've told us what's going to happen when we light the stick. We're going to get the smoke, and I've experienced this because, like I mentioned, my son is very much interested in Native American culture and traditions. So he's done the smudging, and but you mentioned white sage. Now, most of the sage I see in the store is green. So is that a different sage?
That's actually the same sage. It's called a white sage, but there is another type of sage too, and that is the New Mexican blue sage, which is a completely different plant. It is just as effective. However, it does smell differently. It's not quite as sweet, and it's actually more of a sage brush, And so it's going to look more like a bundle of sticks versus a bundle with leaves. So, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knows that both will work.
Okay, so I was going to ask next then is, are there other herbs that can be used other than sage for this procedure?
Yes, actually, the sage itself is fantastic for clearing a space and bringing in positive energy. But sometimes you need a little extra. So you will find, if you go to a natural food store where you can find smudge sticks very easily, you'll find some bundled with other herbs. And so a couple of the other herbs that are very common is the cedar. Bundling with the cedar is very, very powerful for clearing a space. Let's say you go into a space, maybe you bought a foreclosure. Now, you haven't brought negativity into that house, but there is so much sadness, so much anger, so much negativity trapped in that house that that house absolutely needs to be cleared. And so you would want something stronger, like a cedar. Now, or perhaps you need something stronger but more deep energetic cleaning. Perhaps the house is very old and there is some problems with ghosts or spirits. Now we're talking about, you know, houses that are built on maybe a burial ground. Now we're going to bundle it with a lavender because lavender, the herb to cleanse, really takes it down to that level where we can really purify it. So, and you'll find some other herbs. Rosemary is very nice. Let's say you are a positive person, but you just can't get your mother-in-law to be positive too, and she's over every week. A rosemary is more aggressive protection. It's just to say, it kind of says, okay, I know some negativity is coming. I'm going to just have a little extra burst here so that when she arrives, she suddenly seems a little bit more positive.
Well, do you do this before she arrives to the house? Or do you greet her at the door with, bang, some lavender in her face?
Yes. In the case of some negative person coming over, or let's say the ex is coming over and you always seem to fight, you definitely want to do something before and after. So the before puts you in a space where you're able to handle this. And then after, just to rebalance the energy, just in case they left something.
Okay, so you're actually smudging the house rather than smudging the person. You may be you're smudging for the person's arrival. But
yes,
you're not
smudging
actually
for
smudging
the person's
the person?
Arrival. Yes. Now, you know, when you're smudging a house, of course, houses can be they're so large these days that smudging an entire house could take some time. So the nice thing is that the whole house only needs to be smudged occasionally, probably about four times a year.
Okay.
Then you can do spot touch-ups, of course, the entryway. And for those of you who never use the front door, that would be that side entrance or garage entrance.
Right.
That's when you walk in and all you see is the laundry and the dirty dishes. Good grief, you are certainly going to deposit some negative energy there. So, or if the person in question, that ex or the difficult person, comes to the front door, then we want to do the front door area.
Okay. And can you smudge a person if you wanted to? In other words, of course the person would have to be in agreement with this, but you've talked about smudging the house, getting ready for the arrival or after the departure of a person, but what about a person? Can you smudge a person?
Yes, Laura, you absolutely can, and you're so right. They do have to be in agreement. Smudging somebody who doesn't want to be smudged is not going to get you very far.
Not going to work. Okay.
When you're smudging a person, you'll have the person stand, if they can, and you will have the smudge stick about 6 or 8 inches away from them. You're going to start at the top of their head and move down the body, kind of in a little zigzag, and then turn, have them turn, or you go around to the back of them and do the back. Now, particularly a lot of negative energy gets trapped on the back of our necks and the back of our shoulders. And this negative energy is the hardest to get rid of. It's so much better to get rid of it by smudging. And so the person that you're smudging might feel a little shiver, or they might feel a little tingle in that area, which just is a confirmation that they have felt the smudging too.
That's interesting, as you mentioned about the neck and the back, because as you were saying that, I was thinking that those are also the areas where, when we get a massage, where we need the most work, where the most stress seems to be trapped. At least that's true for me.
Yes, I find that very true for me as well. And while a person can have negative energy attached to their heart, say for a bad breakup, the front of their throat, maybe for fear of speaking in public, or in their stomach area, they're having trouble really assimilating something into their life. It's possible to have negative energy in these spots. It's almost that because it's in front of us, we're more aware of it. We know what the problem is. We know who broke our hearts. But if something is attached to the back of our neck, it's like they're controlling us without us being able to see it. That's why it's so important to free ourselves of that.
Wow. And especially I would think if something is bothering us that we're not even aware of, not only a person, but maybe a situation like you mentioned about we go out in the world and we encounter negative things and we don't even realize that we're bringing them back with us. So
those are the things we can't see. There are some people who are just natural psychic sponges, and they're constantly trying to heal every single situation that they come in contact with by absorbing the negative energy. And these people, they get tired if they find they're sleeping a great deal, if they find they can't get rid of a cold, or the allergies just get worse and worse. This is that negative energy that probably doesn't even belong to them that is trapped inside of them.
Whoa. We have about 3 minutes left in the show, would you believe? So I have two quick questions. One is, what objects should be smudged and why? Are there certain objects we should smudge? And then the last one is very important. Is there a way to check to make sure that our space clearing has worked?
The objects that you want to clear are any objects given to you by somebody who you are not on good terms with anymore, but you still want to keep the object. That would include wedding rings from past relationships or other tokens of affection, but now you're not in that relationship anymore. Smudge those items so you can get into a new relationship. And there are ways that are very simple to check to see if a space clearing worked, and one of them is the pendulum. You can use a pendulum to measure energy and to say, yes, is the space cleared? And the pendulum will say yes, or it says no. And if it says no, you just light your smudge stick and work with it again.
Wow. And now that you mentioned the pendulum, we're at the end of this show just about. But let me ask, do you have information about the pendulum on your site? Because this is something I'm familiar with, but some of the listeners may not be. Would they find out about this on your site?
It's not on this site. I will have it up pretty soon. There are some wonderful little books on the pendulum that I'm going to be advertising that I didn't write, but they're still fantastic. And so if your listeners contact me, I'll send them the information right when it's up.
Okay, because that's important to know how to use that, because you can use the pendulum for a variety of things. Thank you so much for taking time to share with us today. I have been enlightened and informed and kind of gotten some things confirmed that I knew about. I appreciate so much what you're doing, because it's certainly something that benefits a lot of people. I'm going to ask my listeners to tune in again next week on July 18th is the next show, and also going to ask those of you who are ready to write that book or to learn how to do it, to go over and visit my website, A Book in 90 Days. Please continue to have a wonderful day and a blessed week. And as always, you know I'm going to ask you to color your life happy.
Color Your Life Happy.com.